This is If the Shoe Fits, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer Stargate SG-1 crossover fic, written by Tassos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and has additional tags for Twisting the Hellmouth Fic for All and Crossover, with spoilers for Buffy Season 7 and Stargate Season 10. Slim, black, 3 inches, and a rather nice braided strap. And on sale? Buffy reached for it, only to meet another hand at the same moment going for the same shoe. She looked up. The black-haired woman looked up. 2 pairs of eyes narrowed. "I touched it first," said the interloper. "No way! My hand is totally beneath yours," Buffy retorted, even though they had touched it at the same time. Each of them had an end of the shoe. Buffy the toe, the woman the heel. "Daniel!" the woman called, and a man nearby turned. "Daniel, tell her she can't have them." Daniel took one look at Buffy and the shoe, grimaced, and took his cell phone out of his pocket. "Sorry, Vala, I have to take this." "Hello?" he said, in an obvious ploy to get away. Vala huffed and rolled her eyes at his retreating back, before turning to Buffy. "Listen, I've just had a terrible week giving birth, getting my baby stolen by evil creatures, making a daring escape from them, and now stuck with him." She jerked her head in Daniel's direction. "As my babysitter while I try to salvage what's left of my appearance. I really need these shoes." Buffy's eyebrows had gone up at her speech, and her eyes took in the ill-fitting shirt and blue cargo pants and the 2 bags by her feet. The shoes would help. And when Buffy met her eyes again, blue and hurt, she knew that Vala needed the shoes. But slim, black, 3 inches, and a rather nice braided strap. And on sale! Buffy sighed. She wasn't a superhero for nothing, and sacrifices sometimes had to be made, she told herself firmly. Still, it took her a good minute, maybe 2, before she could bring herself to let go. "Okay," she forced a smile. Vala smiled back, bright and blinding. "Thank you." "And hey," Buffy added, as Vala lovingly traced the straps. "If you need help with getting your baby back..." She held out her business card, which the woman took slowly, her smile softening. "We're working on it, but I'll keep you in mind." Vala winked, and turned to go get the shoes made and try them on. Buffy sighed again. The things she did to help people. Maybe they'd have it online. The end.